right, Gene. You ready to be counted
in? I'm ready.
Ready in Chamesh, Arba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Meow, 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 meow. This week I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. September 23rd and 24th this weekend. Nashville, Tennessee, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then Caroline's in Judork Titties, November 4th and 5th. Biloxi, Mississippi for one night only. And then Bensalem, Pennsylvania, November 19th. Tickets at ChristinaPOnline.com. Also, if you haven't already, you got to know, after so many years of wearing red lipstick, it's been the thing I obsess about. I've finally made my own lipstick. That's right. It's called Christina P's Perfect Shade of Red. It's on the YMHStudios.com store. I worked with a premier makeup atelier in Italy, and it's from Italy. I chose the color. I chose the formula. I made the packaging. It is me to a T. So try it out. Buy it for the woman in your life, the mom's listening, whatever. And there you have it. Do you know what I love more than my husband and my children? Sleeping on a Sattva mattress. I swear to God, I love my Sattva mattress. I cherish my naps on that bed. I cherish my evenings on that bed. I sleep on the Solaire king size. I love everything about it. It vibrates. It lights up. It moves up. It moves down. I slept on the Lumen Leaf. And we started with a luxury firm. And we started with Sattva because we wanted to get a huge mattress for a fraction of the cost of other places. And Sattva is that company. They do it online. So the customer service is impeccable. They come to your house. They even take away your old mattress for a nominal fee. They set it up. It's just like the greatest service ever. Try it for 90 days. If you don't like it, send it back. But I doubt you will. And right now, we have a deal with Sattva because we love them so much. If you go to sattva.com/the shit, you will get $200 off your next purchase. Sattva.com/the shit for $200 off. Now, most importantly, the person I love so much in this world, the very talented, the very successful, the very handsome, Ryan Sickler is here.
Damn, Christina.
I love you. I love you. You're my brother.
I really expected someone else to walk in when you said that. I was like, oh, we got a guest?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm emotional right now. You have a fucking lipstick.
I do.
Christina.
And people love it. Can I tell you something?
No joke. Good for you.
Thank you.
You're on that Rihanna level shit, man. Makeup and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Hardly. I appreciate that.
You need that lingerie for like the 50s plus ladies coming out next, Christina.
That's a fucking great idea.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Listen.
Shapewear?
I tell these ladies.
Because it sucks.
These girls from high school are so sweet to me. They'll come out and see my shows. These married moms, everything else. But they all look fantastic, like yourself, okay? And I tell them that.
Yeah.
And they modestly say, oh, no. And I say, just listen. Let's be real for a minute. Remember our mom's friends?
Oh my God, Dog City.
None of you look like my mom's friends.
I was just telling them.
Okay.
Remember when your mom's friends would go in the swimming pool and they would wear like Hungarian moms, they would wear the one piece and then their pubes would be coming out the sides.
Out of it.
And you were like, ugh. It still scars me. You're right.
Now it's just,
I know.
These things are just covering the clit. Just covering the fucking clit and lips. That's it. Okay, the 50s ladies don't want to wear that. They still feel that way inside.
Yeah.
So, hey.
You got to dress
that
up.
That red lipstick and some fucking Christina P. loungewear. I'll give you some night pants. You could do something.
This is what I'm saying. Okay, let's do it. Listen, I have to tell you.
I can't believe it. You got fucking makeup.
I do.
Good for you,
and can
God
I tell
it.
You? It's selling. It's sold out already. Thank you. It's selling like hot.
Standing ovation in here.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
People, I've had to reorder already. It's sold out already. So, but yes. So buy it now. So we can keep this train going because I love that women are wearing this. Okay. But you,
on.
Go ahead.
I'm emotional because I
go
was
ahead.
Coming over here in the Uber XL and I spent the extra $8 and I was just thinking, like, we don't ever get to see each other.
No.
And this is how we catch up.
Also,
I love it. It's a contained environment. We're in our element. And these are like the fucking moments I get to see. So I was stoked that you asked me to come.
Well, you're always welcome to our home. You know that.
Well, this is the first time. I know that. Thank you.
This is, you're going to come over tonight or tomorrow when you have a minute.
I'm here all weekend at the Vulcan.
Oh, at the Vulcan. But that's by the time
that
this
was
airs.
Old.
Yeah,
was old.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know it's not old? I got some dates right here. September 29th through the October 1st, Edmonton. I'll be in Edmonton. November 11th and 12th, Chicago. And December 9th and 10th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tickets available at RyanSickler.com. Follow me on social media at Ryan Sickler. Subscribe to the Honeydew Podcast and my Patreon. Everything's all at RyanSickler.com.
I love this. And may I say, the Honeydew has grown.
It has grown.
To
and thank you.
A fucking
this is all
thank
you guys.
No,
please.
It's not all.
Yes,
it's you.
It is. It,
because I think what you did so lovely. If you guys haven't checked out the Honeydew, it's highlighting the lowlights because the Honeydew is the fruit nobody wants on their plate. What a wonderful analogy, and I love how you've turned all these lemons into lemonade. It's just such a beautiful podcast to really be able to laugh at the worst stuff in your life is like. It's such gold. And the fact that you've been able to do this with people over the years now you've been doing this show, yeah. It's transformative. It's so cool.
It's awesome. It's changed me for real. Like, you know, I go back to a grouchy dog. I'm not as grouchy anymore at all.
Not
listen,
at all.
Let me tell you the truth.
Not anymore.
Christina,
not
I
anymore.
Always tell you the truth. I'm doing just a lot more silent go fuck yourselves today. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just keeping them inside, smiling at people. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Doing it that way instead of actually barking it out.
Is that right, though? Is that honest? Where you're still thinking grouchy dog thoughts, but you don't, you just know better now.
I have a lot less of them today. I'm definitely glass half full. I journal every day, every night.
Let's talk about this. So what's your routine?
Dr. Drew sent me to EMDR and the shit worked for me. I'm a better
person. I
love
EMDR. I did it too. So what's your, you wake up, do you meditate? You write in your journal?
I get up. I do my morning journal. When I have my daughter, I make breakfast.
So wait, what's in the morning journal though? What are you writing about?
It's all gratitude. So I do this. I do a journal called the 5-Minute Journal. Do you know about this?
No. Tell everybody listening about this. I love this idea. Tell me what this is. I think I need to start doing
this. It's a gratitude journal and it's laid out for you. So it's really simple. And it says, you know, three things I'm grateful for. You start off, and I always start off with my health and my daughter's health.
True,
always start with
ain't
the
that the truth?
That's the
man.
First thing I write every fucking day, no matter what else is going on. And then each day I vary them from my family to my friends, my career, my podcast, my, you know, my dog. I put my dog in there. The
dogs,
fact that we're able
angels.
To do like I put, and then it'll say three things that would make today great. I'm like great. Podcast with Christina.
Aww.
Two great shows at the Vulcan. Hopefully it happened. This is in the future now. Shit like that, you know.
To sell out shows.
And then you put, then it'll have a little thing in there that says, you know, then it'll be at night. Now you're going to journal at night. So the page is shaded white and then the bottom half is gray, day, night.
Mm.
And it's just one page. And then you just put in there, I forget what it is. It's like, I am.
Highlights of the day, it says.
And then you write, I am, and then you put your mission in there, whatever I am today. I am whatever. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to, you know, get my car fixed. I'm going to whatever. And then at night, it's three great things that happened today. And then the very last one, which is important, is something I could have done better today.
Ooh, I like that.
And then you got to dial into that. And usually for me, that's diet and exercise. That's where that goes.
I think
and meditate.
Everybody's.
Also, it's written in there too. I'm not going to lie.
Let me tell you. Yeah, that sounds really lovely. Because I think I'm fairly decent. And I wake up in the morning, and I used to do this for a million years. I'd wake up, and my first thought was, oh, shit. You know, it was, oh, God,
I'm
my life
here.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing that and I would go, okay, what am I like kind of what this is? Like what's great? Oh, I'm so happy I'm awake. Isn't that lovely? Isn't this amazing that I'm gonna take a hot shower that there's indoor plumbing? Cause like half the world, well, I don't know what statistic, but a lot of people don't even have indoor plumbing in this world. I'm gonna take a hot shower and then I'm gonna like I will start to think positively too, like, and then I'm gonna here's what's gonna be good today. And then Yeah, and then somewhere around 5 o'clock, I get angry, and then it just drops off. So maybe I need to adapt some kind of like.
Well, also nighttime. We are nighttime people. We are vampires.
Yeah,
you know, we sometimes I don't even get on stage till 11:30. There's people sleeping.
I know.
Getting ready to go to work in the morning. You know, we're vampires, so our days are different. I used to remember working like the night shift. And I would say, what'd you do today? And they're like, yesterday? And I was like, well, I'm still up. But yeah, I guess technically yesterday. Like, they were in that mindset. So this book and this way of thinking really has helped me go from glass half empty to glass half full. So now, no matter what the problem is, the first thing I try to do is say something positive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times it comes out high pitched because I'm like, all right. Well, at least we got that. You know what I mean? Like, I try to get one in to attack it with a positive mental mindset first. And then
I have that
anxiety about the other shit that I mostly self-process and not try to put on my kid. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, that's everything.
Oh, well, we could be doing this. The police could come. I don't say all that shit to her. You know what I mean? I just keep that shit inside.
Yeah, because I have a problem where I immediately go to catastrophizing. Is that how I'm saying? Catastrophizing?
It is now. That's a word now. Make that your new lipstick.
Catastrophizing by Christina P. Put this shit on when you're feeling anxious as fuck. Yeah, I tend to go to like worst case scenario on things really fast. So I like this idea of pointing out the positive maybe first. Like, okay, well, good thing, da-da-da-da-da.
But the reason one of the so many reasons I love you is because, unfortunately, we connect through our trauma. So the reason we go there immediately is because that's what our life was every fucking day. I'm going to wake up today and what's going to happen? My dad's dead. I'm going to try to give my grandma CPR today. Like, huh? That's what's going to happen today? I'm supposed to journal this morning. I journaled this morning.
I know.
Now I'm giving my grandmother CPR and she's dead.
I know.
So our traumas take us to immediately like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
And then we work up. Hopefully. Yeah. So I've tried to flip that.
So tell me how I flip that.
That
you journal.
That
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it because I like the idea.
It's on Amazon. Get it.
It's not
a promotion. I just really, I've done.
How did you hear about this?
Jay Larson told me about it a while ago.
Oh, that's lovely.
But it's popular among celebrities do it too. There's a lot of people.
Oh, well, if celebrities have their shit together.
I'm just saying, like, it's not just something that a lot of people use it. It's popular and it's.
I'm going to do it.
It's simple. You know what I mean? Like, you look for. So, look, if you're looking for that fucking shortcut, don't look for shortcuts. That doesn't work. Shortcuts never work. Look for loopholes, y'all. Loopholes are where it's at, okay? Fuck the shortcut. It's all about the loophole.
He's right.
And if you're looking for that, if you're like, what could I do to just make myself think positive? And what's the shortest, easiest, quickest way? This fucking thing is.
And can I tell you, you're right. Because
you can do it while you're taking a shit. You can write right on your lap.
Yes, I can.
It's 5 minutes. You got time.
You know how much stupid things I do while I'm taking the shit? That's how I got into TikTok, is just taking shits and looking at TikTok. But I think it's so important when you grow up with a lot of traumatic shit in your childhood. You actively have to rewire your brain because unfortunately our brains were formed during extreme traumatic events like divorce. Before I was four,
I even forgot about divorce.
Yeah. My parents divorced. I moved countries. You know what I mean? Like my dad was already off screwing half the fucking city of Los Angeles. My mother was a borderline mess. It was like, it's so much when your brain is forming. So to grow up in chaos, all the wires are just crossed.
And that becomes normal.
Right.
That's the fucked up thing.
Right.
That's what normal is.
This is how we do everything.
Yeah. Like, oh, go fuck yourself. That's how we do it. This is what I was taught. That's what you're yelling.
this is how the inside of my head is. All the time.
Sometimes
when my shrink is like, how are you feeling? I'll be literally just go, she knows. Like that. Yeah. I'm just keyed up, man. I'm fucking fired up.
Keyed up.
Yeah, dog. And it doesn't have to be like that.
It doesn't. Sure
but you have to unlearn it. And it really is a conscious process of years of like, all right, dude, I'm going to write some, because I do tend to look for the bad thing. Like I'm going to go to this because then it matches the catastrophizing narrative. So I'll find evidence to support the negative narrative instead of the opposite. Because both can be true. You can make both true, unfortunately.
Look, I...
As I've learned.
You're right. I would look for the negative, too. And then at the end of the day, when you get to look back on this and you say three great things that happened today. So you can laugh all you want to, but one of the things I write is safe flight to Austin.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things that's going to happen today.
Yeah.
That's probably the greatest thing that's going to happen today is that plane's going to take off and land safely at Austin.
Praise Allah.
And then at the end, I'm worried about that. But at the end of the day, every time, safe flight to Austin.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And you start to see that that bad's not happening so much.
That's what I need to see.
You're starting to take a statistical tally of I'm wrong again, wrong again, wrong again, wrong again. And it changes. It changes not only your mental mindset, but it does change what's happening in your fucking life. It just does.
So good. I'm going to start doing
it. Thinking that negative and you bring that negative in, that's what you're getting.
Yep.
You know?
You register it.
Yes.
I was just telling Annie, I've had like three major bad things happen in the last like literally week. So first of all, devastating news. Bauhaus canceled their concert in Brooklyn and I was going to go to it next week. So that's like minor, right?
You had that shirt on when we did the podcast because many people commented on that shirt.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
I think we did Where My Mom's At when you were in California last time and you had that on.
I love Bauhaus.
This is my first time in the studio. I love it.
Oh, it's amazing. So Bauhaus got canceled because Peter Murphy's in rehab. So I was very upset about that.
So it's more about...
That's one blow.
It's not about his rehab. He's having a hell of a time.
Don't care. Peter Murphy, get well. I love you.
Don't care.
I want Bauhaus to reunite so I can follow you again and tour. Yeah. So number two. And then I get a root canal before I leave for Minneapolis last week. So that was kind of a bummer. Again, I don't really register. I'm just kind of like, don't care.
Well, outside, you just go, I was in a car accident yesterday. I was like, oh my God, are you okay? You're like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. And then I had a car accident yesterday. So those are like... Obviously, the Bauhaus being the most major of the events. But I kind of, I don't know, I skim over those major events. I think because of the amount of trauma I've had growing up, I think part of it is like, I don't give a shit. You're going to operate on my mouth? Go fuck your mother. Go ahead. Like, I don't even care because we're such animals. You know what I mean? What was I going with that? Oh, but yesterday, because I cheated death in the car accident, you know what I did? I celebrated.
Fuck yeah.
I ate Torchy's tacos. We had a Torchy's buffet. I ordered extra, I had a queso to myself. And then Tommy and I went for dinner and I got ripped and I ate chocolate chip cookies. And I was like, today I cheated death.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. I cheated. And that was the biggest thing that happened to me yesterday. I could have fucking died.
You could have gone home and laid on the couch and boohooed, like, my neck hurts. Yeah, it does, bitch. You're in your 40s. It hurts. Okay? It's going to hurt. All right. You did it the right way. You celebrate the victories. That's it.
The small victories,
and you add those motherfuckers up.
I'm going to do this.
You
Ryan.
Win the war. You ain't going to win every battle. We're not going to win every battle.
No.
But you can win the war.
Because I think, too.
P.S.
Yeah.
Get that nitrous at the dentist. Do you get nitrous?
No, I took Xanax before.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
So like 3 years ago, I go into the dentist and this hygienist knows who I am and loves the show and everything. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, and she's like, hey, do you want nitrous? I go, is that a thing? She goes, yeah. I go, fuck yeah. Why don't you? She goes, it's like $50. I go, give it to me. And so she puts it on and she gets me in this nice, I'm like, oh, I'm giggling at everything.
But are you like, do you feel... I'm afraid of feeling too out of control. Like, do you feel high? Like just super high?
No. Hold on. I'm getting there.
Oh, though. No. Okay.
I don't. The three times I'm with her, I feel euphoric. I don't feel out of my... I feel I can answer every question. You know, everything sounds normal and you're just like, this is so nice. You know, that's where you're living right there. Like, yeah, go ahead and drill that tooth. You know what
this
I mean?
This is a great idea.
This blood tastes fine. You know that? You're right there, okay?
I'm choking on something chunky.
I had this new hygienist the other day. And I said, hey, can I get that nitrous? She goes, you want it? I go, yeah. And she puts it on and she's like, and she's walking me through it. I'm just doing oxygen right now. I'm going to let you know when I slip. She goes, all right, we're putting a little nitrous in. And I start feeling, I'm like, holy fuck. And she goes, do you feel warm? Right. And I go to say, yeah. But I could hear it in my head. And I went, yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. And she goes, oh my God, your whole demeanor changed. And I was like, I think you could dial it back. Like, I'm not at a Grateful Dead show. I'm just here to get my teeth cleaned. You know what I mean? That was fucked up. And I heard the doctors, the other people in the hallway were going, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah, that,
whoa.
That's what
I was
said.
Like, nah, we don't need to do the dentist like this, ladies.
Yeah, because nitrous oxide is whippets, right?
Yes.
And that's what I used to do 100%. In college. Yeah,
that's where I was. I was on that.
The cracker, and you put in the balloon. And I remember hearing the wah, 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 wah.
Absolutely. When I heard the wah, 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 I was like, all right, we're not partying here. We're at the, I'm still able to be responsible. Like, let's pump it back, lady.
It's like the 90s.
I don't want to be out of myself.
It's your glow sticks. Yeah, I didn't want the wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll just do a Zanny, and then that'll, you know. Anyway.
But I got to tell her not to hit that. So they put it in my chart. You want nitrous every time? Like, yeah, but not like that.
Not like
just
that.
Bring it back. 50 of that.
Yeah, that's the thing. When I broke my ankle and they gave me ketamine, I'm like, you guys could have dialed that back.
Yeah,
I was in the fourth dimension, and I really, you guys didn't need to go that hard. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? I take half a Xanax and
you're
I'm like,
in Space
Wah.
Jam.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Bugs Bunnies.
Yeah.
Plague fucking. Yeah.
Fucking bounce past the Porky Pig and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm a.
I don't like that. I don't want to be that far out. I don't like to let go of myself that much.
I agree.
I did it once and I got jumped and I ended up in a hospital, almost died, and I'll never fucking.
What are
do
you
it
talking
again.
About? How do I not know this?
I don't. I'm sure I've said it before, but it was years and years ago when I first moved here. It was 94. Here, I'm thinking
we're
in California.
Yeah, I know.
Stinking. 94 to go to Northridge, and the day I drove out was the Northridge quake. I'm leaving that morning.
No.
So I end up staying out here and going to Cal State Northridge and literally taking classes on sidewalks, and they had like these temporary trailers they had pulled in. I lived on Zelza across from the destroyed parking garage and just displaced. I was supposed to be in a dorm with three other people, meet some people, you know.
Yeah.
And that was my back doorway into comedy because I had, you know, no net. So I wanted to make sure I at least tried to get a college education, but I wanted to be in LA to do it, blah, blah, blah. So that summer, the Eagles have a tour called Hell Freezes Over because they said they would never get together again if hell would freeze over. So they did this Hell Freezes Over tour. So I go with my friend Kevin, his older brother Rick, and Rick brought this girlfriend named Nicole at the time. This little cute Skinamax actress, Beverly
Remember
Hills
that
girl.
Shit?
Uh-huh. She was so nice.
Softcore pornography.
Softcore. And this is 94.
God, that sounds like such a good memory.
Little Beverly
Softcore.
Hills girl. And she had a cell phone back then in 94. Big
wow.
One, comes into play. So Kevin and I are smoking and we're drinking beer, and very quickly all of that runs out. Now, Rick is driving an old Toyota Land Cruiser, and the reason that's so important is because the back seats in this Toyota Land Cruiser, they don't face the windshield. They face, like, we're looking at each other in the back.
What?
So you're driving your passenger here, but we're looking at each other this way.
Okay.
Bench seats are going this way.
That's weird.
Right?
Yeah.
So Rick and his girlfriend are drinking wine, and I had not drank wine before. And we're making fun of him, calling him a pussy because he's drinking wine. We're drinking beer and smoking weed. But the beer and weed runs out. There's nothing left to drink but the wine. But we drink wine like it's fucking beer, and we get wasted. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. I'm not sipping this shit. We're drinking it like, you know.
Oh, no. Like it's fruit punch
or
something.
Yeah, like it's fruit punch.
Just, oh,
yep,
God.
Like it's Burt's Kool-Aid. And we go into the concert. I pass out the whole fucking show. It's a long, I'm laying on the lawn, you know. We're at the Irvine Amphitheater. Yeah, Irvine. Yeah.
I did LSD there for the first
See what
time
I mean?
And freaked out.
Yeah, Irvine.
Irvine Meadows, right?
Yeah, right there across from the Improv on the other side of the bridge.
Everybody has a horrible experience there.
Terrible.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I wake up in time for Joe Walsh's Funk 49, which I'm a huge fan of. And then I guess Hotel California. And apparently I'm dancing around the lawn. They're telling me and all this shit. I don't remember any of it. We leave and we're, you know, in a horrible congested parking lot. It's summer. It's hot. And we're just sitting still. Car locked, and these guys are, and I don't know this, I'm so fucked up, I'm like this, and Kevin is across from me looking in hungover, and I remember hearing his brother Rick say, watch out, these guys look like they want trouble. And I literally woke up in a hospital.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember
Ryan.
Any of it. So all of what is told to me and in the full police reports is that these two guys, we're just looking for trouble, and they're walking through cars, and we're just these easy open top victims. And I guess one of them grabbed Kevin from behind and pulled him out of the back and started fucking him up. I mean, we can't even talk. I've been passed out. I'm just, oh, I can't protect myself, nothing. This guy grabs me, pulls me out, kicks my jaw, breaks my jaw. I have
what?
Permanent TMJ from that. Bust my head open. I've got stitches and shit here. I don't know any of this. He's just working my face, just kicking the shit out of my face.
Oh, my God.
And all these cars are stopped. So everyone sees it, you know, and they chase these guys away. And then they have to call an ambulance. And they got to get the cars out of the way. They bring an ambulance in for me. They fucking give me oxygen. Like, they rush me to the hospital. And all this is in the report. I don't know any of this.
Oh, my God.
So I wake up, and there's a nurse next to me. And she's like, listen, you have a major concussion. Sip this ginger ale. Do not gulp it. And listen, I was like, gulp. And then I went, blah. She's like, okay, lay back down. They said I was too fucked up to give me anesthesia to give me the stitches. So you just had to fucking stitch me raw.
Did you even feel it, though?
No. I felt the pressure of him. I didn't feel pain at all. But I didn't know until I looked in the mirror that my jaw was like out to here. And that was disturbing. Fuck. So I go home. I call my brother. I tell him the story. I'm at Cal State Northridge in this cot. And then I guess I call him later and I tell him. He goes, are you serious? I go, yeah, do you believe it? He goes, no, I mean, you just called me like 2 hours ago and told me this whole story. I was like, what? And it affected me for like 4 months. I had dizzy spells, massive dizzy spells, laying down on my bed.
Oh, my God.
Getting up. So that moment is the moment where I just was like, never again. I'm just never going to let myself be vulnerable to anything. I could at least chase the fucking dude away or something. I couldn't even protect myself. And if I would have died that night, I would have never even known. I would have just been in that Eagles concert and fucking never woke up again. So that's the end of the let myself get that fucked up even at the dentist. You know what
that's
I mean?
What
I know
I,
someone
yes.
was supervising it, but I was like, nah.
Yes.
Nah.
I 100% agree. Letting yourself get that vulnerable in public or just in general. You know this, I don't know how this might relate, but I was watching a TikTok of this girl who's like, my dad was in the FBI and here's five, you know, that five things. And this is one thing that, whatever he said, don't wear flip-flops as shoes. And it's so interesting. So yesterday when I put my, I was like, should I just put on flip-flops to take the kids to school? I was this close and I go, nope, I remember that TikTok. And I put on like full boots. Well, thank goodness I did because I had gotten to a car accident. And I had to like stand outside the car and there was debris and like, you know what
glass,
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of smart to not wear flip-flops in the street. So just self, I think it's self-protection that if you don't grow up with protective parents who teach you how to protect yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I saw this thing online the other day. We are Gen X.
Yeah.
We are the generation that people should fear. We were the we were the generation that grew up without parents.
Yeah.
Hey, go home. Here's a fucking key.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't let anything fucking happen to that house. I'll be home at this time. Hey, it's summer. Get the fuck out of this house. Go outside. Don't get in trouble. Don't get arrested. Don't get molested. Don't get kidnapped.
I know.
Figure out a fucking place to eat. Maybe some of your parents just went to the grocery store. Maybe get a sandwich over there. Yep. Get home when the fucking street lights come on or when it's dark and don't get in any fucking trouble.
100%.
That's our whole life.
Yeah.
It's just figuring out how to not get molested, kidnapped, arrested, any of the eds. None of them.
That's so true. It's so true. And my mother was very open about saying that stuff to me. Like, nobody touches your vagina, your rectum.
I haven't added that. I just say private parts.
Can I tell you why?
I like the way you roll the R. Yeah,
I just added rectum because my friend's this driver, he's now my friend, he's from the Middle East. And he says, I told my children, don't anybody touch your front or your butt. And I was like, I forgot the ass. Yes, you're
me
right.
Too.
You
I
can get violated in
part.
Your ass. Yeah. So
I
now
let
I
you know your ass is a private part.
I added ass to the mix.
That's on my list.
Yeah, but she told me very clearly, like, if someone makes you feel weird, split. Ow. Come tell me. Da, 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 da. And I think that's why I did avoid all these, you know, stranger dangers, which is so good. I tell my kids the same shit.
I mean, y'all got me physically. Y'all got me mentally. Yeah. Y'all got me emotionally, but you didn't get me sexually, goddammit. You got 3 out of 4, though, you motherfuckers.
So true. Nobody molested us. We fucking ran for it,
dude.
You
got 3 out of 4. Fuck Keep you. It. Run yep. with it, you motherfuckers. Oh, God.
This is so true. This is so true. It was like the one drama that
all
never
of it,
happened.
Not just us. Our entire generation was latchkey full. You can't have a latchkey kid now. You can't have some kid. Like, well,
no.
That kid's fucking with you. Fight him. Huh?
100%.
Fight him. Yeah.
100%. I tell my kids a story all the time about this fucking piece of shit kid. I think we talked about it. I don't want to repeat myself, but he was bullying me. Or trying to kick my ass on the schoolyard. So what I did, I enrolled in karate because Karate Kid was
the big move.
And I kicked his ass the next day. I told my kids the story. I said, this is what you do. You just fucking push back. You don't initiate the fight.
Don't ever.
But you better fucking finish it.
Yeah. Don't hit first, hit last.
That's what's up, homie. That's what's up.
I tell Stella that all the time. She's like, our teacher says to tell him. I said, you go up there and you tell him I just kicked that kid's ass for bullying me. That's what you tell him. You hit him first, then you go tell him.
That's what's
the
up.
Reason I punched this kid in the eye is because he touched my rectum.
Your rectum.
Try to touch my rectum.
Don't touch your rectum.
I'm your definitely adding that.
Vagina. She couldn't say her V's. Your vagina and your
is a W.
Rectum. Yeah, or the interesting, so she couldn't say White Oak, which is the street we lived
on.
Yeah,
I know White Oak.
White Oak.
White Oak.
So you get off on White Oak.
So if vagina was with a W, she would have said it right.
She couldn't say vagina and then White Oak. So, I don't know. Her brain was all fucking retarded and stupid. Let me ask you a question. Is it wrong to call somebody an illegal alien? I feel like the term illegal alien, it sounds harsh. Doesn't it sound like a racial slur now? Like, yeah, he's a fucking illegal alien. Like, at one point, I was an illegal alien, and that's what they called us. So
I mean, every one of my everyone's relatives here were illegal aliens.
But I'm
at
saying,
one point,
is
probably.
Is it PC to say
nothing? If we're asking, it's not. You know what I mean? That's the new rule. I feel like today, if we have to ask, then it's probably not. But illegal alien is. Oh wait, why it's the correct term here?
Okay.
It's probably Breitbart though. Oh, Fox News. I'm sorry.
Mike America Gride again. Okay, so it's...
Well, let me ask you, what part about... forget what everybody else says. Let's you and I have this conversation.
Sure, let's go ahead.
What part do you feels racist? Illegal or alien?
Part? I've always thought it was weird to call immigrants aliens. Like, for instance, when I came to this country, I had a resident alien card.
It said that on it?
Yeah, resident alien.
Wow.
So it's not, they don't call you an immigrant.
An alien's not an acronym for anything?
No, it's literally you're alien to this country.
Got it.
You're an alien. But it does sound like you're from outer space, but you're not. You're just alien to America. But you're a resident alien. And I always thought that was really just not the right word.
Yeah.
But it just sounds so harsh in comparison to today's terminology. Like, you can't say, like, for instance, retarded. We're mentally challenged. Or it's not shell shock. It's PTSD. Like, that's an old school term.
Yeah,
and I'm
shell
like, that's
shock.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You're shell shocked. You don't even think about the real mortars that are fucking blowing up around these poor guys. Yeah.
And nature and all these things are so savage.
I didn't know gyp was
a gypsy.
You gypped me. I didn't know. But also, I didn't know calling someone a gypsy was bad either.
That's
but they call themselves gypsies. But here we go. I'm not a gypsy, so I can't say it.
They call themselves gypsies, they and that's do. What they are. They're gypsies. But you can't say you fucking gypsied me out of something.
Can we still call people carnies if they work at the carnival?
Definitely.
I just had this conversation. This guy goes, I know it sounds harsh to call him a crackhead. I'm like, listen, if he fucking did crack, he's a fucking crackhead. Like, we're not going to we're not going to push it that far. You're not going to tell me that I can't call someone who abused crack a crackhead.
I know.
No.
I agree.
They're a crackhead.
Because what would we call them now? Like, rock cocaine abusers?
I mean, they were base heads. We had I want to know what kind of head you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
there's
it's
all
offensive.
Different kinds of heads. Don't you remember heads?
I do.
That's what we called. We had
sneaker heads.
But we had heads. The heads is what we called them in high school. Those were
pot
the smokers
heads.
And cigarettes and weed. Those are the heads over there.
Yeah. That was fun. Such an easier time when you could just do street drugs. Remember when you could just
they didn't kill you.
Do cocaine and LSD.
Not have to test it and shit.
Gosh.
That's another reason I'm glad I don't do drugs like that. I would not, if I had to test my marijuana, I wouldn't smoke it. I'm like, I got to test this shit to see if it's going to kill me right now. I'm good.
It's so scary when things get cut with like in a basement.
Yeah.
With some fucking maniac. You're like, when I think about the drugs I used to take, like in college and stuff, you're like, where did you get this from? Some guy on Hate Street.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, oh my gosh. Okay, cool. Completely change your brain chemistry.
I got weed with my Ralph's card one night. This fucking guy, I was in line and he could smell the weed on me. And he's like, you got weed, man? I go, yeah, I have weed out in the car. And he goes, he was buying this alcohol. Oh, no, he had the weed. I go, I'm out of it, but I'd like to get some. He goes, I have some in the car. And he was buying alcohol, so I let him use my Ralph's card to save a discount on it. And we went out, and he's like, give this guy a fucking eighth, man. He did. His partner gave me an eighth of weed, and I was like, thanks. My friend's like, you're going to smoke that? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to smoke this shit. But I should have never smoked it, but it was fine. But you don't have to do that shit now. You don't have to go on a weed mission anymore. I just go to the fucking dispensary. I get my number and they're like, 68. I'm like, that's me. And then I go over there and get my shit.
But even the dispensary in the early days was a mission.
Oh, yeah.
You had to get that doctor's note, you know, like, oh, I've got anxiety or depression. And then find the doctor.
Just walk in and get an edible or a drink or a smoke or whatever you want to get now and just fucking...
I know.
Not be fist fighting and yelling at everybody.
I know. And it's so funny because guess what? The world didn't end. And there's not an uptick in heroin users, and there's not zombies in the streets, and everybody was so worried.
Listen,
about
the gateway drugs also have shifted. You can sit here and talk about marijuana being this gateway drug all you want to. The gateway drugs are the drugs these kids are getting in their parents' medicine cabinets, okay?
True.
These fucking painkillers, these oxys, these Vicodins. True. And then turning to heroin and going to the streets to get it because they can't fucking... get it anymore on through a prescription or an illegal way or whatever it is. That's the fucking gateway drug that leads you to, unfortunately, accidentally getting a fentanyl overdose or something like that. And I feel bad. I feel
that's crazy.
A friend of mine's daughter, we had this conversation last time, but it's not an overdose. Like if you do so much drugs that you overdose, that's an overdose. For someone to get fentanyl in something they think is just cocaine is being poisoned. They're being murdered. So I feel bad for these people to get into the statistic of an overdose. It's not really an overdose.
That's so true. You just got drugged.
You were murdered. Yeah.
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 Fuck. Anyway.
Anyway.
let's talk about, what can I talk to you about? How's your parenting life? What's going on with your kiddo? Like you've got a girl, Stella. Is she seven?
She's about to be eight in October.
Oh my God. That's wild, bro.
Gone 15.
Yeah, dog.
Like, you know, give me a little attitude and stuff.
Seriously, already?
Well, I said, and then I'll just walk around the corner and look, and she'll be like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I know you're going to be. That's what I say all the time. You're going to be.
Sassy.
And then I take it out on her on Uno and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's where I get my victories back.
Bam.
Yeah, I do. I do not let the kids win. I talk shit.
Yeah, good.
I talk shit.
Good.
Your feelings hurt? Good. Draw four, bitch. We're going with yellow.
Yeah, Tom talks shit to the boys. It's funny. It's definitely a male dynamic to talk shit and like check them, put them in place. Because mommy is all love and snuggies, and then I do have to check them when they're being retards too. But for the most part, that's a male way of engagement, and it's good to learn, especially for a girl, because you have to learn how men act. It's very important. They're half the world. And I see a lot of girls when they have the daddy that coddles them too much, and then they grow up and they're like, well, no man is as nice to me as your daddy. Well, like, yeah, because he probably didn't prepare you for what dudes are like. You know, so that's good. I think
she's got a 19-year-old brother. She's got me, so he's 19, yeah.
Gosh.
He's definitely getting it. And, you know, she's a girl in today's world. That's different also, you know, like literally at the click of a button, there's porn everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, so I need to figure out how to prepare a daughter for today's fucking world. Forget what my world was like. Who gives a shit? That's long gone. That's done. It's not like that now. So I got to figure out, I have to unlearn that.
Yeah.
Right. We have to unlearn that and then learn how to do this while we're figuring it out, you know.
It's
and
so
then she's
going
to have to do the same. Who the fuck knows what the hell is going to be in another 40 years?
They're just going
to
walk around naked. I was watching Stranger Things, and 11 is what, 14 years old now, and 13, and it's so funny because it's in the 80s, and she's dressed like a normal, what I would consider a normal 13-year-old girl, like a long sleeve shirt and thing under it. She's covered head to toe, and like I was walking through the mall, and I was looking at little girls' clothing, and I'm like, this shit is for whores. Like, they're dressing girls like prostitutes.
Yeah.
It's fucking like mini skirts and glitter. I'm like, dude, this is really wild. This is not, I thought it was just a joke.
That's why we're straight up. We're at Target getting leggings and t-shirts and shit like that. She's got a great sense of style. She definitely does. But also, the thing I love about my daughter too is she's not big on everything has to be new. She loves hand-me-downs, especially if it comes from like my friend's older daughters that she knows,
cool.
like her cousins and shit. They'll send boxes out and stuff. And then we'll go through what she likes and whatever she doesn't, we'll just donate. You know what I mean?
Cool.
So the other thing I really, one of the nicest things, my babysitter Alexis told me, because she babysits for me and she babysits for her mom. And she said that Stella's like her real self at my place. She sees a difference, and that makes me feel awesome. Yeah.
And that is awesome. And I think too with girls, it's who you associate with, especially once you hit those teen years. Like if your friends are whores, then you're going to be a whore.
Right.
If your friends are the jocks, you're going to be a jock. So, and also like what you think is cool matters. Like, I don't know what, like who the, you know, I had a friend. Oh, no, it wasn't a friend. It was Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's like, my daughter loves Billie Eilish. And I'm so glad, because Billie is like this just covered up kind of dude-ish, whatever musician. She's not using her sex to sell every single thing. And I think that was really helpful for me as a young girl, is having role models that weren't just using sex to sell every little thing. And yeah, I don't know. It's good if she can get into something that's a little, like not as ridiculous.
I mean, if you go back and look at Madonna's outfits, it's
I dress like her growing up.
But I mean, still, today that was provocative. Then today it's just like, see that shit at the mall.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's crazy, dude. So I think you're doing a good job. She'll be okay.
I'm trying over here. I'm trying hard as shit.
I know.
I'm a sucker for some things. You know, we're working on all of it. It's an ever-changing thing too, and like
it really is.
She tells me about crushes at school already.
Oh my gosh.
This was last year. She goes, Emily has a crush on like Xander. And I'm like, she does? I go, what does that mean? Like you crush ice or something? Like I act like I don't know anything. She goes, no, Dad. She goes, you know how you have crushes.
You know,
I go,
suck his
mean
dick.
like a
like what?
That's coming though. That's coming. That's
like, you're in second grade, so.
And I'm like, and she starts telling me all the girls have crushes on these boys. So I wait, and then I'm like, well, do you have crushes on anybody? She goes, or I said, does anyone have a crush on you? She goes, mm-mm. I go, do you have a crush on anybody? She goes, no, Dad. I go, well, man, it just seems like everyone else does, and I wouldn't want you to feel like. You were, and it cuts me off and goes, what were their names? Like Xander and Daniel. I go, two. She goes, they're twins. I was like, I'm a twin.
Oh no.
I was like, you can stay away from those motherfuckers.
Stay away.
They're trouble.
I will tell you, because the one thing my dad did really well, because he was a playboy, I mean, he told me his version of the truth about men. Right? Like very young, he's like, this is what he would tell me. It's like, first of all, men don't like women who talk too much.
He told you this?
Kind of true.
Yeah.
Kind of proven to be true. Also, bring him something to eat, like sandwich or something nice, you know, sausage, something. Like bring him something nice. I'm like, okay. But he would also tell me the truth that dudes just want to bang you. And it was actually really, and my mother would tell me that too. Like, don't sleep with a boy for love. Love and sex are two different things. And It was actually really, really helpful because it stopped me from being a whore. And I should have been a whore because of my upbringing. Like, I should have been looking for love in all the wrong places.
I was. You were? Yeah, I took it wherever I could get it. Oh, yeah. If any girl wanted to give me any attention, I was like, yes, yes, yes. I need this. Yeah.
You need the love.
Yeah.
But I was so afraid of being
The pussy was nice, okay. too. But the love, it was the love.
It was the love.
I was after the love.
After. Yeah. But I was so afraid of being a whore that I was like, that guy just wants to bang me and I'm just going to ignore that until there's like a nice guy, a nice boy who comes along.
Here's the thing about me though. I definitely always wanted to bang. Any 17-year-old, 15-year-old, of course, we're just a walking boner. But I did always like the girl. I did always want to get to know you and do more with you. And I really did like you. Like I'd want to go to the movies or on vacation or whatever. You know what I mean? I just didn't know how to do. I still don't know how to do it, clearly. My stats are...
Well, I would just make them wait. Like, I'd be like, well, you have to get to know me, shithead. Yeah. I'm not just your jizz rag. Like, it's so gross to me. Like, hookup culture, I do not understand. Like, there's nothing in it for the girl, as far as I'm concerned. Like, just a one time. Like, I don't even know you. It's not going to be great the first time you bang. But whatever. The point is... Make them sweat, make them work for it. So apropos this discussion, I have a question for you since you're a boy on the show.
Great.
This came in Instagram DMs. Hey, Christina, I know you're probably not going to read this. I just did, but I have a question. I'm a 23-year-old virgin male. I have horrible anxiety and depression. I'm scared of not satisfying a woman and giving her all the shit she needs. Help me. Piss on me. Beat me.
Is there a name associated that I could address?
Just call me Virgin.
Virgin? Listen, you're not going to satisfy every woman. You're not. Definitely. You are never going to bat 1,000. No. It's not going to happen. No. So my advice is to just jump in that pussy head first and figure it out. All right? Dive in deep and swim back to the top. Okay? That's it. Here's another thing I'll tell you. These two... Inside, right there.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No. No. This is terrible.
They know.
This is terrible.
They know.
Oh, stop it.
It's a great start. It's a great start.
I'm going to throw
these two
up.
Right here.
Oh, my. I can't watch
these
you
two
do
right
that.
Here.
It's like my brother. Oh, God. Okay, but how can he get over his horrible anxiety and depression about
girls? I just showed you.
He just got to do this. Get over here, chicks.
Listen, she's going to get over her anxiety from that, and that's going to relieve him of his. He's going to be like, oh, my God, this is working, okay? Just trust me, buddy.
Yeah.
How can you get over it? You can get over it by honestly just realizing that no one is a sexpert when they start. No one... We all start at zero. You're going to mess up so many fucking times. You are definitely good. You just got to eat it, man. No, I didn't mean it like that. And I really didn't mean it like that. You just got to suck it up. And I don't mean it like that either. You just got to just get in there and make the mistakes. You're definitely going to make the mistakes. Some people are, you're going to be one for somebody too. Like, you're going to be a practice partner for somebody out there.
Yeah.
You just are. It's just the way it works.
It's so true. I don't think you're good at boning and
no, and you're not. The first person you meet's not going to be the lockdown for the rest of your life. I highly doubt that's the case. So get in there and have fun and make it. Listen, if nothing else, they're fun mistakes to make.
That's
they're fun
true.
Mistakes to make. They're not going to hurt you.
But I think he's hung up on the age, too. Like, oh, I'm 23. I might be too old. Fuck that, right?
Yeah, who cares? You're not too old. Maybe, too old for what? To get laid? Never too old to get laid.
You know
laid.
What I would do if I were him is find, I don't know if this is probably not good advice, but find, like, some churchy, like, scared chick. So that way, like, because that nervous energy, I have to admit, is not sexy. To a woman when you're like, does this feel good? You're like, stop it. Get the fuck off of me. So maybe if he finds a girl who's just as anxious as him or like somebody that's kind of a nerd and then he seems cooler in relation to her. Does that make sense? No. He needs a whore.
I was
going to
go the other way. I was going to say, pay a sex worker.
Pay a sex worker.
I mean, if you're that nervous, pay a sex worker and let her help you.
That's not a bad idea.
Let her help you.
But wear a condom.
Wear a condom. Let her help you. Or I'm sure, I know there's a fucking whole internet group of this. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking 23-year-old, nervous, don't know what to do with my penis. Please help. You're going to get flooded with fucking emails. Wear a condom. There's a lot of STDs out there.
There sure is.
And now there's monkeypox. Don't eat ass right away. Get to know the girl. That's my advice. Yours is like, don't. I'm like, don't eat ass right away.
Don't eat ass right away.
Learn, get to know her first.
Oh my gosh.
It is a weird thing. It's a weird. You're not. You know what? You're not wrong to have anxiety about it. It is when you really break it down. It's weird that what we like to do to one another is kiss all the private parts.
No.
Where the pee comes out, where the poop comes out, and the cum comes out, like,
and blood.
We're animals. We're fucking pigs. We're just animals when it comes down to it. So it is a weird thing, but it's a good weird thing.
And it takes years to break down whatever stuff you were indoctrinated into. Like if you have the religious stuff going on,
right? The guilt, all that,
the shame, the guilt. Maybe you have preconceived ideas of what sex is or should be. Maybe you saw your dad having sex with multiple people and that traumatized you. Or maybe you grew up going to the bathroom as a little girl and reading Playboy magazines and maybe that traumatized you sexually. I'm just saying,
maybe.
You know, non-specific examples.
No, like right. That. Randos. Randos that you're just pulling out of nowhere. Out of here.
Right out of your heart. I'm trying to think of my early sexual life. I mean, I was so blessed because I had a long-term first boyfriend. We were together for like, 3.5, 4 years. So we did everything the first time together.
Right.
He was so sweet.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was like, it was really ideal.
That's practice. That's a practice.
Talk about
person.
Practice.
Talk about practice, man.
Not a game.
Not a game.
But practice. It was practice. Yeah, you have to practice with some hoe that you don't care about, maybe, or that you
care deeply
about. No,
you can still care
about
her.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
There's no reason you don't have to care about her.
Because you want to just treat her like a cum rag.
You should definitely care about her. She's letting you do all these things. That's the thing you got to get past. Is not she's not a cum rag.
Okay,
she's letting you do all these things to her body. So be nice to her.
Be nice.
Cherish that.
Yeah.
Okay, then you move on.
Yeah.
Okay, then you move on. But you be nice during it. Why wouldn't you?
I know.
If you're not nice, you're not going to get any more anyway.
That's so true. Just be nice.
Just be nice.
My goodness.
That's it.
And I'm trying to think like your first early sexual partners are just pretty awful. I mean, I think it's...
And so are your first early sexual experiences. No one is banging out like a porn star when they first start. Nobody,
it's
especially
so
our generation.
Awful.
We didn't even, like, you guys at least have porn to look at and see and know how to fuck. We just like, what do I do with this thing? I put it in there. All right. And just back and forth and shit.
I know.
Like, you all now, like, I didn't even know I could put my hand behind my head and do a reverse grip on my hip. A reverse grip, not the front grip. You're reverse gripping? That's a better camera angle. Okay. All right. We're thinking about production now when you fuck. I'm just thinking about trying to figure out how to make her feel good and then I'll feel good.
And also, too, I remember all I had to learn from was Cosmopolitan magazine. And my stepmom would subscribe to it. So I would read that in the toilet. And you're just like, it's like 5 ways to make him have and put him in ecstasy or whatever. And it's like the dumbest stuff. It's like stroke the back of his neck. And you're like, I don't think that's not, it should be like lick his taint or put your finger in
taint.
His asshole or pull his nuts.
Right, pull his nuts.
Yeah, sure, it's never Cosmo.
Speed
was,
bag him.
But it was such a lie because it was like how lesbians would have sex with each other. Looking back, it's not what dudes would want done to them. It's like how a woman thinks a dude would want done to them.
Right.
It's what a woman likes.
Right. What a woman.
In retrospect,
likes.
Like the advice was so dumb. You know, like gaze deeply into his eyes or whatever. It's like, okay.
Listen, there's times to do that.
Yeah, know? but the truth, like I said, but the truth is, look, sex, birth, death, all life is gritty and dirty.
Yes.
And I'm like, So I think that's what I mean. I'm kind of glad that kids have pornography, like basically what you said. Like it's just fucking air.
Just got to be careful what you get into. Ease into it.
Yeah.
You know, you go from, I do like the way we came up though with the whole like, I felt the girl's boob the first time over her sweater.
Oh.
Then under the sweater, but over the bra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, we're about to get some titty on this next date. And then it was titty.
And then it would work from there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now it's just like, you know, these chicks are gaping.
That's what?
And fucking nine dicks in her assholes and stuff. Like, what? When do y'all work up to that? Over? I'm just trying to get, I just touched the bra tonight.
But just is that true? Because I do remember in the 90s, Oprah had this story about rainbow parties.
Yes.
Girls are putting lipstick on dicks.
That was
dicks.
True. Yeah.
But did you know anybody growing up?
But not our age. I'm saying the younger generations, are, I believe, are getting
really
sexualized. You just say, too, the girls' clothes and
the clothes
and all
yeah,
that.
That's true.
I think it's younger and younger is being sexualized for sure. And the access to it is the thing. It's like if you don't put those parental locks and shit on your...
Fuck.
Computers and your TVs, they're going to find everything that we... I can't
terrifying.
Tell you how many... I watched the scrambled channel to look for a nipple for hours.
I know,
for hours.
Did, like,
if I could have just logged straight on to like, you know, any porn site and seen the shit you can see now, I would... I don't know
You'd
if I'd ever would have...
Scarred.
Watched. Scarred.
It's
so... My dick would have been scarred. I would have beat it raw. I would have never...
I
would have never played sports. I would have done anything.
It's
Nothing.
So overstimulating. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember even hearing a rumor in seventh grade that this girl, Shelby, who had big tits, and if you have big tits, you're a slut automatically, right? This girl, Shelby, got fingered after school at the movie theater. And I remember being like, wait, what? Somebody got fingered in seventh grade? That sounded like... varsity. I think it is varsity still to get fingered in seventh grade.
I don't know. I talked to the kids that grew up out
seventh
here.
Seventh grade?
And the West Coast girls seem much more advanced to me than the East Coast girls did at our age groups. Like they were talking about threesomes and stuff in like middle school. And I was like, huh? We're talking about 7 seconds. What was that fucking game?
Oh, seven seconds in heaven.
In heaven. Yeah, yeah that shit. And five of it's like, what do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. What do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. I'll just kiss you on the cheek. All right.
Okay.
She blew me, guys. She blew me.
Totally. Remember saying that kind of stuff like in like fourth and fifth grade? Like, oh my God.
I don't like
she
you. I
blow
love
him.
You. I used to say that to girls. I got caught kissing a girl under a blanket in the first grade at my house.
Aww.
Her parents let her come over and play with me. My mom let us have, and then I liked her so much. I crushed on girls immediately.
Yeah, I think Ellis is very masculine. All his teachers have been like, he's very much a boy.
Yeah.
Like, he's into chicks, thank God. You know, but wait, so I shouldn't let him play at girls' houses then unsupervised, it sounds like.
Not unsupervised, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because we got away with everything. I was doing crazy stuff. Did you remember doing like semi-gay shit with your friends? Like I used to do naked.
Define semi-gay.
Okay, I'll tell. This girl that lived in my apartment building and I, one time we did naked cartwheels together.
Nope.
No,
never.
You never did naked cartwheels?
We had a friend that did. We had a guy in the group. Was the guy that would get drunk and get naked. So we had that, but nobody else would get naked with him.
But not in childhood. I'm saying childhood.
No, hell no.
Oh, you never got naked with your friend and did cartwheels or?
I think maybe in high school people would get naked and swim, skinny dip.
Oh, we
shit
did
like
that in college.
But guys and girls, never, I never, hell no. We didn't skip and cartwheel naked together.
You added skip. I did not skip with her. We just
we
did cartwheels nude.
No.
From time to time. It was fine.
Well, and where
so
would you
funny.
Do it? Where would you get naked to do cartwheels?
In my bedroom. I don't know how. I remember I had
if
like,
I walked in on
so
my
funny.
Daughter and her friend naked cartwheel, and I'd be like, listen, this shit's wrap it up now. Wrap it the fuck up now.
I know. And the best part was, is like I was in ballet, so I had these tutus. And for some reason, we were like, okay, let's put these outfits on. And then we got naked. And then she put on the tutu naked and started doing a cartwheel. And then I was like, I'll do a cartwheel too. And then we just did them naked and cartwheeled. Nope.
No semi-gay stuff like that. I mean, that sounds actually pretty gay, not semi-gay. Sounds pretty gay.
I think I'm a lesbian. No. She grew up to be straight. So.
So did you.
So did I.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one another question, okay? Are you ready? Since
ready.
You're a boy. As a mom of a boy and you're surrounded by peeners, as my 3-year-old calls it, fuck potty training. How did you do it? Oh, I'll follow this spawn to college if I must. but I'll burn this couch first. Like, how did I toilet train? Like, there's piss everywhere in my house. It's
yeah, boys.
It's literally
the floor next to the toilet, the back of the toilet,
everywhere, covered. So Ellis is like, Mom, I gotta go poop. I'm like, go in your bathroom. He's like, no, there's pee everywhere. I'm like, then stop peeing on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He has to use my toilet because he's like, I don't like ours. Ours is gross. I'm like, well, you guys are doing this. I don't know how to tell you that because I haven't figured it out. They pee in the bathtub and they think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Wait, when they're in the tub or on the outside of the tub, they just pee
both.
In the tub?
Yeah. All of it. All of the above. But they'll get in the tub together, and then I caught one of them peeing on the other one the other day, and I was like, okay, you can't pee on the other guy. No touching each other's penises.
Semi-gay stuff.
Yeah, no pee. They're so gay.
They're mom's sons.
They're so gay. Yeah. And then they were doing cartwheels. It's the weirdest thing.
If you
thing.
See him doing cartwheels, you better call me real quick. I'll come down and have a little conversation. Like, God.
Yeah. They're always pissing on each other, trying to pee.
I have like, two brothers, so it was nonstop. Yeah. You had to wipe the toilet if you wanted to take a shit. Like, it was just pube. And then you get the pubes later and shit. Ugh. It's a mess.
What's wrong with you guys?
Well, also, like, when you, let's be real. If you jerk off at night,
mm-hmm.
And you get up in the morning and you piss, it forks. It shoots two different ways. Like, it's a mess. It's a mess.
I think the problem, it's because you stand and urinate.
Yeah, we stand and piss. And if you even cough while you're pissing, it shoots over there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sit controlled thing.
That's why.
Yeah.
Right. There's too much margin of error. There's a lot that can go wrong there. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, unfortunately, sweetie, you're just going to have your house covered in piss until they leave. There's really not a lot you can do.
But you could just teach a kid, like, hey, pee and wipe. You make, if you, if, you know what I'm saying? If you taught someone that, they would do that.
Oh, yeah. I can just teach them to wipe their piss off the seat.
Wipe it.
Yeah. The problem is I got to catch who it is in the act.
Right.
Because I go to pee in my toilet and there's piss splattered on, and I'm like, God damn it! And I've sat down on it a million times and just
you gotta have
piss
you don't you
ass.
Need to have your own bathroom in your house that has a
just
lot
my dedicated
with like a keypad or your thumbprint on that motherfucker.
Can I tell you
so
something?
Just you can get in there.
Can I tell you the grossest thing I've ever done? Not ever, but one of the grossest. It makes me fucking so mad when you sit down, like when you're traveling and you're in the airport. This only happens to me really in airports, and you don't look at the toilet seat, because you assume, especially in the airport and the airplane toilet, like, who's going to piss on that seat? And then you sit down to take a piss, and then you stand up, and you're like, oh, my God, I have somebody else's piss on my butt cheeks. It happens to me once a month, at least. And it is so upsetting and so fucking infuriating that I have to clean off some stranger's urine off of my butt cheeks. And then I have to take a paper towel, wet that, clean. I'm like, I'm going to die. I want to die right now. It makes me so furious.
That is disgusting. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm a clean person. Like,
yeah.
I come to your home. I pee in your toilet. I take toilet paper. I wipe the
toilet.
I
believe you.
And sometimes I can see other people haven't, because I know I didn't just do all that piss on this toilet. But I'll clean your toilet for you.
Thank you.
I leave it nicer than when I left.
Thank you.
That's my goal.
You've never sat on a stranger's urine?
No. No, because I only sit to shit. I only sit to shit in a
sit
public.
To shit.
Listen, sometimes at my own home when I'm exhausted, or even especially when I have a one bathroom. So there's times my daughter's in the tub and I need to pee. I'll sit and pee.
Okay.
I won't stand there with my dick in her face and piss while she's in the tub. Okay, so yeah, as a man, there are times I sit and pee.
You're so considerate.
But at home, I don't ever sit and pee in a public place.
You wouldn't, but I'm saying, like, if you just make a mental note of it when you're on the road and you have to shit at the airport, like, you know, when you're on that 6 a.m. flight and you have, like, I like to shit before I get on the plane.
Yeah,
just,
empty out.
Just make a note, like, oh my God.
But can I tell you my public bathroom routine? All right, I go in. And just in case, I wet some paper towels, okay? Wet white ones.
Before you go into the stall, because you know it's going to be a disaster.
But that's for my ass, not for the toilet.
Sure.
I use a couple of them for the toilet,
sure.
But those are my baby wipes, right?
Right.
That brown toilet paper is hard to tell when your ass is clean. The brown paper towel is hard to tell when your ass is clean because it's brown. But so the white ones are good if you can get them. And then I go in and I wipe the toilet seat, okay? The top of the toilet seat.
Oh, my
right?
God.
I use at least two toilet seat covers. Why are we using one? I'm doubling up on the gaskets.
And then I sit down, I take my shit, I start with dry toilet paper, and then I use the wet paper towel.
This is, I can't.
And boom, I'm out and done.
Who's doing this much?
Me.
I like
and you know what happens?
Everyone.
Can I tell you something?
I'm an animal. I guess I'm a dude.
Can I tell you
I'm
something?
Worse than a guy.
Do you know how many times I get pissed on the back of my legs? Never. Never. And I shit in all male restrooms. Think about that. And it never happens to me. But that's my routine. Even if I'm about to shit myself, I will still go through that. I will not sit on someone else's piss.
I can't believe this. Like, I think I'm a dude. I'm worse than a guy. Because I don't care.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You don't care?
No.
I care.
I care when it happens to me, but I'm not going to preemptively care until I have to care.
Right.
It's just another thing in my head. And this head's already full of nonsense.
I don't even have the lounge. You know, I'm going out there where the animals
so
go.
Do
I'm
I.
I'm going to Gen Pop. You
I'm
know what I mean?
I'm going to Gen Pop too. I don't always go to the lounge because, like, often the lounge is more annoying. The food is not great there. It's like bullshit.
Yeah.
And then you have to hear some donkey on his phone call. I don't want to hear you. I'd rather go watch people and sit with the peeps. Wow. So you didn't do any naked car wheels and you've never sat on anyone else's urine in public. Interesting.
Never. Never.
Yeah,
I've never. That's never.
You know what's so crazy is that it's not until... I mean, I'm solidly middle-aged, and now I'm just realizing how fucking weird, you know what I mean? When you're like, oh, wow, like, I'm fucking mentally ill. Like, so many things I do, and so many things I thought were so normal, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I really was meant to be a comedian, because I can't function.
No.
In the
I
world.
I can't have a regular job anymore. There's no way. If something happens, it's just over for my ass. Because what am I going to do now?
He goes, you are an animal. Thanks, my dog. What?
Yeah. How is it possible for you to go to a public bathroom and you don't check before you sit down?
Seriously.
What if someone took a shit at the top of the seat?
Yeah,
then you just
what about
sit
that?
On someone's shit?
I see shit on the seat all the time.
All the time.
And I go to another urine or another toilet.
But here's the deal, man. Is that I do a cursory, like, is there anything in the bowl? That's the problem.
No.
I'm looking in the bowl.
The bowl's where it's supposed to be.
And you always
I'm
wipe
looking
on
in the
seat.
Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't wipe on the seat.
You look for where it's not supposed to be.
Don't wipe on the seat. I'm tough.
And why, why don't you use the toilet covers? They're literally created for this problem. Just use 100 of them.
Haven't you ever been to, like, the Chicago airport where the toilet seat cover automatically comes out?
I love that. Or in Japan.
That should be everywhere. It just spits out for you.
Oh, God. I love those. I love Europe for that, too. It's so sanitary.
A little gasket right on your toilet. It's perfect. And you wave your hand and get a double one.
You know, I think part of me is not as concerned about hygienic. I'm not as phobic about, like, I just stopped drinking randomly open bottles of water because of this show, because we learned that germs and, like, I would, like, I'll
what do you mean randomly open?
Like,
we learned.
What do you mean random? Like, if you saw a bottle and it wasn't yours, you would just take a sip
in my house here. Yeah. In my own, like, for instance, in my own house, like, I have an office. I go down there. I write. I fuck around with her. I'll just leave this here. Right. I might come back a week later, a month later. I don't know how long later.
Open.
And then I'll be like, good enough. And I'll just drink it. Yeah. And I just learned that is improper because the germs and things can fly in there and I don't care. And I now have just I go, oh, that's an old bottle of water. You shouldn't drink from that. You should just go get a freshie.
That's two things. That's absolutely trauma related. And it's also big dick energy. You really are
that's
kind of a dude.
I
you
feel.
Really are kind of dudeish. Yeah, that's big dick energy.
Can I tell you what it is?
Like,
I really
that's not going to hurt me. 100%. Yeah, fuck that water.
I honestly do think some of it is like this Eastern blocky, like these. Don't
that
be
chip.
A fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I shut the fuck up because my parents didn't care about that stuff.
Somebody in Flint, Michigan, would drink the shit out of that water. I'll take
this
that.
Is fresh as fuck. Yeah, I do think part of it, you know why? My dad would drink stuff and be like, I'm strong like bull. So I grew up with this bravado of like, there's literally a Hungarian wine with bull's blood in it.
Is it really?
That you drink. Yeah, it's a brand and you drink it because the blood makes you stronger. Like we eat sausage with blood in it just to show you, oh, fuck your mother, I fucking kill you. But I had my physical today. I'm strong like bull.
There you go.
I got no fucking problem.
Good.
No
good.
What problem? No problem. I'm fine. Strong. I don't have problem.
It's all like the I got hit fucking by a car dirty yesterday. Water you drink.
Fuck you. I ate tacos after. I had chocolate chip
Celebrate.
Cookies.
Celebrate. Yeah.
Feel good. Anyway, what else? I gotta go. I love you.
I love you. Thank you for
Do you have
having
anything
me.
To plug besides? Listen to the Honeydew. Go see Ryan Sickler perform live this 3 weeks ago at the Vulcan.
Come see me September 29th through the October 1st at Edmonton, 11-11 and November 12th, Chicago, and December 9th and 10th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Everything's on RyanSickler.com.
Thank you so much
I
for
love
joining
you. Thank
me.
Thank you for having me. This is really nice to come down and this do
was, this. We've learned so much on this show.
Well, I have definitely learned a lot more about you this episode than I think I ever have.
Yeah, you got beaten up so severely. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And I sit on other people's piss.
Oh.
And do naked
you don't
cuts.
Have to.
I don't have to.
You don't have to.
I don't
to.
Have to do that. All right. Well, maybe we someone else listening does the same thing and we just help them or not. All right. Thanks, guys. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's at podcast with Christina Peay.